Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just glorifying the Lord and exalting his name, and here I have the phone on mute. Praise the Lord. No wonder some people dropped off. Glory to God. Let God arise and our enemies be scattered. Let God arise and our enemies be scattered. Let God arise and enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Hallelujah. We give glory again and honor and praise unto the Lord. I had the phone on mute and did not realize I'd take it off and just exalting the Lord. But we want to give praise, glory, and to honor to God because he is marvelous, phenomenal. Hallelujah. Every morning when we think of the goodness, or every day when we think of the goodness of the Lord, we ought to be saying, thank you, Jesus. Bless you and honor you and give you glory for all your great and mighty acts. You are so marvelous, so wonderful. There is none like you. If it had not been for Jesus redeeming us too back to the Father, where would we be now? We hate to think. Because there's only one way up or one way down. But we thank God for his loving kindness, loving us so much that he sent his son. His son loved us so much that he gave his life, and he's the ultimate sacrifice, and giving us opportunities today to be a witness, to be a light, to be a glory to God, a vessel that he can use to his honor as this flesh dies. We deny our flesh and let him be glorified in it. Hallelujah, glory to God. He wants to do great and mighty acts through our lives. So we bless the Lord, and we want to be like the song said in Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. We want to get to that place that we are constantly exalting the Lord, because the enemy will love to steal our praise, and sometimes we give it up. And he wants to steal the joy. He wants to steal the faith over to God so you will not care for his territory. And what, furthermore, he don't even want us to make it to the kingdom of God. But if he can't stop that, he want to have us just being nonchalant. But the devil is alike, as God already said in his word, hot or cold, lukewarm, I'll spew you out. That's in Revelation. So we want to be to a place we hear the Lord's voice and obey his voice. So we just want to exalt him and give him glory and praise and thanking him for so many great things he's done, even for this revival, in the name of Jesus, for the heart of God's people to be revived, to turn, glory to God, to him, and set our face, glory to God, to him as looking to the hills of coming. Give an ear to him. Put our ear to his mouth when he's speaking, that when we hear, we will not only be hearers but doers and obey his word. Oh, he has so many plans for us. Ah, he said, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans and the thoughts I think toward you is two different versions. Glory to God, they're for good and not for evil, to give you that expected end, to bless and to prosper us. So, God, we ought to be excited about when we look back and think about what he's already done on our behalf, what he's still doing, and then the promises of the Lord that added rich and make it no sorrow. Can you tell I'm a little bit excited about Jesus? Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. We got to have it in our spirit, whether we speak it out of our mouth every day. We got to have that assurance in our spirit, because there's going to be some challenging days and some challenging times, because Jesus already told us, many other afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. Oh, praise the Lord. At least that's what the word of God says. Anyway, in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said, lo, I'll be with you, and I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So no matter what highs and lows, we got to know he's on board. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Doing a little exaltation, want to make sure we have people that will be prepared and ready to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And when the speaker comes on, because I know the Lord has blessed her and anointed her and filled her belly up, glory to God, with his word, with the fire of the anointing to flow. So we just want to, glory to God, give space to the Lord blessing for a few more people to come on. But in the meantime, we still will do our scripture reading. Praise the Lord, will be none other than Brother Black, and just shortly, Minister Black, he will, out of connected, he will do our scripture reading for tonight. But in the meantime, bless the Lord. I just want to welcome you again to Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord for this gospel explosion that we are having this week. Praise the Lord. And our theme is position yourself. Whatever it is that we need to position ourselves in, Glory to God, because God got a purpose and a plan for our lives. We need to find out what it is. So we'll position ourselves to receive, and we'll position ourselves, glory to God, in faith, or positioning ourselves, glory to God, as the word was, in humility last night. If this, glory to God, position ourselves, glory to God, to let go and let God, or whatever we want God to do in our lives, or we want him, glory to God, to bless us so we can be able to walk in the promises of the Lord, or whatever it is, whatever we are not doing that we need to get in position to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We just want God to bless and move and have this way. We sometimes know what it is that we need changes in our lives, and sometimes we're in deny and justify, and then sometimes we're not aware until the word brings it out, because, and I just back that scripture up when he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So when we come into the knowledge of the truth, glory to God, and sometimes we have to allow some things to happen for awareness. So we just bless the Lord, and don't have nothing to do with our title, because the enemy don't care nothing about no title, because we can, glory to God, have a title and be still hellbound because we're not walking in compliance with the word of God or in obedience to him and perpetrating the fraud. But that's another story. But in the meantime, we want to make sure that we all are lining up with his word. So I just want to exalt the Lord tonight and pray that you have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, because he got great and mighty plans for us, but he also have to do some correction sometime, and he say, he correct those that he loves in the name of Jesus. And other times, he just go, I want to make us aware. And then, glory to God, he want to reveal some things. And sometimes he just want to get us in a position to not to walk in faith and anxiety attacks. And the other times, he want us to be in a place, glory to God, that we'll be open and more in repentance and loving and forgiveness or whatever. Other times, he just want, glory to God, just to get some glory. Some things can go on. Hallelujah. We don't have anything to do with it, be beyond our control. Sometimes you just want to turn some things around and let go of that, be known that I am still God and I'm still doing great and mighty things, and make a witness out of us. Hallelujah. So I bless the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Bless God. We thank God again tonight. Praise the Lord. We're going to get ready to prepare ourselves to hear our scripture reading from our none other than Brother Black. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to open the lines. Praise the Lord. For him, and then we'll have prayer. We'll have opening. Our speaker plenty of time for her to minister as we introduce her and so forth. So in the meantime, at this time, receive none other than Brother Black for our scripture reading.
Amen. Being that at this point in time I'm visually impaired, I listen to the Bible on cassettes, and they don't have the verses, but I know God bless everybody, to Pastor Hubbard, to the apostles, to the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers on this prayer line. Amen. The fivefold ministry, God bless everybody who's just listening on tonight like I am. God bless you. And I know I'm coming from 1 Samuel 30, verse 8. And in the Bible says, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And they answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Praise God. We thank the Lord for your obedience, my brother. We thank God for you being on your post. Amen. Praise God. And as we said already, our theme for tonight and all week long is position yourself. And I'm going to read this really quickly, and then I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we're going to bring our none other than Apostle Mary Burton to let that fire that's burning on the inside to release that word out of her spirit into our hearing. Praise the Lord, anointed vessel of the Lord. How to position yourself to hear from God. I believe that God is always speaking to us, but that there are reasons we do not always hear his voice. One of these is that we are not always listening, which is why we are told, be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46:10. Hand in hand with not listening is that we don't always want to hear what God has to say. We simply don't know the sound of his voice. Like his sheep would know. John 10:27, he says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger you're not following. That's why it's so important for us to have a relationship, so we'll know how to position ourselves. We'll know his voice, and we'll know how to govern ourselves accordingly. So as we humble ourselves and listen to his voice and speak and let him speak to us, we'll know. And God, glory to God, just like he told Elijah, you know, if he's not in the thunder, he's not, glory to God, in the noise. He comes in a still, small, soft voice. And so the closer we get to the Lord and open our spirit and pray and seek his face and get in his word and have time to listen to him and obey him, glory to God, and take a step by step, because the word in 119 said, the Lord, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So as we do so, God will bless, and the stronger we'll develop our relationship with him, and the more and more we'll become, glory to God, a force to be reckoned with against the kingdom of darkness, in the name of Jesus. At this time, Father, we bless you today and give you glory and honor, for this is the time, glory to God, as we come in your presence to glorify and magnify you, to listen to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church, our vessel. God, we are praying that we will have listening ears, open ears to hear what the Spirit is saying and not be in denial and justify. We will be in a place that, God, if whatever it is that's found in me, glory to God, then God, you let your word come in and transform us and rearrange and change and pull up and uproot whatever necessary as we yield our vessel. Because you said in your word, glory out in Peter, glory, if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he'll do the exalting. God, we ask for forgiveness, any transgression against your word in the name of Jesus. You said the way of the transgressor is hard, but your commandments are not grievous. And God, you told us if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. So as we come in your presence today, we want to come with the attitude of gratitude, coming boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. We thank you tonight for your speaker, glory to God, the mouthpiece that you're using, this vessel, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you will bless Apostle Mary Burton in a special way. God, that you will use her for your glory, whatever capacity, as teaching, preaching, glory to God, prophesying, glory to God, whatever you want to do in her. I pray, God, that you continue to stir up a fire in her, that you will deliver everything that you place in her spirit for us. Give us ears to be able to hear. Move everything else out the way so we can have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. So I pray, God, you anoint our ears that we will be open to hear what you say in the name of Jesus. We'll be like a sponge absorbing, glory to God, what you put in us and whatever's for us. Then whatever part you want us to share and pour right back out, we can be able to do so. So, God, I thank you again. I pray, glory to God, that you continue to anoint her. God, we ask you, God, to help us to be tuned in tonight like never before, as well as every night for this revival. And so, God, we thank you for transformation, glory to God, to get transformed and closer to you, to be examples and disciples for Christ. In Jesus' name, we bind up satanic forces, every interference that would try to come up against her, us, or the anointing, or any technology or anything else to do to try to interfere with, glory to God, your will and your word coming forth this night. In Jesus' name, praise God. Oh, we bless God because he is worthy of the praise. And I thank you, Lord God. Help us to keep the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude. You're marvelous. You're wonderful. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord, glory to God, for none other than Apostle Mary Burton. Praise God, out of Columbia, South Carolina. Anointed vessel of the Lord. I think that's her number. I just opened her line. Anointed vessel of the Lord. And we thank God, glory to God, that she's sincere about the things of God. A vessel, glory to God, that seeks God's face and humble herself, glory to God, under him and listen to his voice before she moves. I thank God for her life is proving that. She has had a spirit of humility for in her home and also in her in the church. Glory to God, we thank God that she is very bold, but she's humble, but she's very bold. And she, glory to God, don't take down on the things of God. And I pray and thank God for not only that, but I bless God for her being a prayer warrior, a woman that prays, and then when she prays, glory to God, she speaks what the word of God says, and God bless and have manifested many things in her life from what God has used. Use her in the prophetic, use her in the healing, glory to God, use her in the capacity, glory to God, of exaltation, and just minister to various people. She ministered out outside the walls and minister to other pastors, which is a blessing because everybody is not anointed to pour into other people. And I've watched over to God when even babes are coming up, and I mean actual babes like 5 and 10 and 11 years old, how she's given space for them to share words and build them up, encourage them, and even seeing a couple of ministers as young babies coming up, dancing and praising the Lord, and now they're ministers of the gospel. So I bless the Lord for her. I thank God that she's married about, I think, I can't remember whether 63 years now, and the Lord bless. She's been in ministry for the ministry at New Hope Deliverance Center in Columbia, 27 years, just had an anniversary, and been in ministry probably about 40 plus years. So in the meantime, I just want you to know, glory to God, she is from the 40 years that I've already known, well, 38, well, that I've known her, God. I thank God for all the growth and the things I've seen in the ministry and that's in her and how God has elevated her and how God has continued to bless and move in her life. So I just pray that she continues. She has a spirit of compassion. We thank God that what he's doing in her life, and I'm not going to take it any further, but the main thing of it is we're supposed to know each other by the spirit and not by the flesh. And one thing I know, we're supposed to be able to know that tree by the fruit it bears. So I thank God that for the fruit that I see coming from that tree. And we know there's some things in all of our lives that we got to come up in. That's it. So we ain't making nobody know God, because God is God. But when you can see progress and you can see the anointing and you can see people, glory to God, that are striving, and you can see transition where the light of the Lord is being manifested in their lives, and glory to God, and you can see the anointing flowing and God's blessing in their lives, you don't have a problem, glory to God, sharing what God has did in them through the Spirit. So we bless God for her, and I thank God. At this time, we want to listen to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. So it's not about exhorting flesh, because we have to go to hell for a lot of things. If we are turning back around and be lying and just putting people up just to say, glory to God, and this, that, and the other, and doing the good old boys, slapping on the back, and we playing swamp meeting. The devil is a liar. We'll play that over here. But in the meantime, I thank God for her, and I pray, glory to God, God bless her, that he use her for whatever capacity he wants to use her tonight. So at this time, we want you to receive none other than Apostle Mary Burton. Praise God, out of Columbia, South Carolina, Ministry New Hope Deliverance Ministry.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We give God glory and praise tonight for being on this line. We asking God to do great and mighty things through the rest of this week. But I'm just going to give you a little bit of what the Lord shared with me. After I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, let me decrease and you increase. Have your way. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us for anything that we've done that's not like you. And, Lord, we repent and you get the glory out of our lives. Amen, amen. My topic was position yourselves to pursue and recover all. I heard the man of God read the scripture, so we're going to go to 1 Samuel number 30, and we're going to read some, and we're going to skip over some, and we're going to ask God to get us to the point. David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now, the Amalekites had raided Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag, burned it, and taken captive the women and everyone else in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters, but David found strength in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Amalek, "Bring me the ephod." Abiathar brought it to him, and David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them?" "Pursue them," he answered. "You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue." Dropping down to 18. David recovered everything that the Amalekites had taken, including his two wives. Nothing was missing, young or old, boy or girl, plunder or anything else that had been taken. David brought everything back. He took all the flocks and herds, and his men drove them ahead of other livestock. This is David's plunder. I'm going to stop right there, and I'm just going to talk. Amen, and we might go into other things. But in the, I'm going to go back to the 29th chapter, where David was with Achish because he was running from Saul, and they wanted to, Achish was in alliance with the Philistines, and the Achish wanted David to go with the Philistines to fight, but the Philistines didn't want him to go because they said, no, we don't want him to go because if he go, he might turn against us and give us to Saul, in other words. So they told David, Achish told David, go back to Ziklag, go back where your family is. And this is where we pick up the story where David and his men reach home and found all of their family gone and everything burned and they found out that none of them was killed but carried away on their own. And when David and his men reached Ziklag and found everything gone like that, they started weeping aloud. You know, you don't hardly find men weeping aloud unless something really, really, really bad going on. Their mama done died or somewhere like that. But this was in an instant where they was really hurting. And you know, in our life, some things really hurt us, and we weep and we weep and we weep till we can't weep no more. We done weeped out till you can't cry no more. And this is the place where David and the men were. But after the weeping, the people turned on David. You know, I found out, being a pastor and a leader, when things come up, the thing they do is turn to the leader when things don't go right. They blame the leader for what went wrong. They blame the leader for why you let this happen. And this is what David was, the place David was in. They started looking at David, if it hadn't been for you, our family would have been here. You the one got us out here fighting. You the one running from Saul. But now we have lost everything we have. Talking to the leader. So here's David crying. He done lost everything too. He done lost his family and his children. But here's David say, you know what? I can't keep crying. I got to encourage myself. In another version of it, it says, David say, I encourage myself in the Lord. We got to take courage, church leaders especially. We got to take courage these days. No matter what we're going through, no matter how hard it is, when you're in leadership, you're going to have to take courage and get over what you're going through so you can help the people yet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So here's David getting over himself and over the hurt, because all of them hurt. David getting over the hurt, and he told the priest, bring me the ephod. I need to hear a word from the Lord. I need to get some answers from the Lord. And this is what we need to do in all the time. Before we make a move, I don't care what we're going through, once you get encouraged about what you're going through, you need to talk to the Lord to see what the Lord is saying. A lot of times we pursue before we ask God, and we don't want to pursue before we ask God, because we might be pursuing the wrong way or not going after what God wants us to go after. But anyway, as David said, went and talked to the Lord and got an answer from the Lord. And the Lord spoke and said, pursue, and you're going to get back, you're going to overtake, and you're going to get back everything that you lost. We sang the song, I'm going to the enemy camp and take back what he stole from me. But see, you can't go to the enemy camp unless you talk to God, you done prayed, and God said go. If God don't say go, you better not go on the enemy's territory. But God told David, yeah, you go, because you're going to get back everything. And David got his men together. Thank God. You know, he had probably talked to them men. They were still weeping. Didn't say they had stopped weeping. So they probably still weeping. He had to go tell them what thus saith the Lord. And once, I believe, when he told them what thus saith the Lord, they all got strength too. And they went out to get back what was theirs. We, in these days, we got to go get what God said is ours. If God said healing is ours, we need to go stretch out and get it. If God said deliverance is ours, we need to stretch out and get it and trust the Lord. Glory to God. Whatever God says yours is yours. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And as David knows went, some of the folk got tired. Everybody can't go the whole distance with you. So no need to look for everybody to go the whole distance. So 200 of them got tired, and they had to stop by the wayside. But God, in his wisdom, had a plan for David and his men anyhow. Glory to God. They was tracking the Amalekites, glory to God, and not knowing which way they going. But here the Lord done left, allowed the Amalekites to leave a man by the wayside. And he was hungry, he was tired, they left him there to die. Glory to God. Sometimes God will have it set up where somebody is left by the wayside to die, and because you are pursuing and you going after the things of God, God will allow you to stop, as he did the Samaritan on the road. He allowed the Samaritan to stop and take the man and took him to the hotel and told him, say, whatever he owed, I'm going to pay you, and whatever is left over, I'll give it to you when I come back. We got to be like the Samaritan on the road to going and doing what God has called us to do. Praise the Lord. But as the story go on, the man revived, and he told him which way to go. That's just like God set us up to tell us which way to go. When we don't know which way to go no more, we pursuing sometimes, but we say, now, Lord, I don't know which way to go. Glory to God. So God used this man to show David and them which way to go to find the Amalekites. Why? Because he told him, go and pursue and get back everything, not something, get back everything that the enemy taken from you. Glory to God. And as David got there and got to the leading, to the party, you know, we think sometime that everything going to come easy just because God said pursue and you're going to get it back. Don't mean you gonna, it's going to be easy. David them had to fight the Amalekites to get back what belonged to them. Sometimes we got to fight our way through in the name of Jesus to get back what God have called us we supposed to have. So they fought the Amalekites, and they say they fought them for a long time. And said, David fought them from dusk until evening of the next day, and none of them got away except for 400 young men. God want us to pursue and recover. God want us to know it ain't going to be easy sometimes, but if I tell you to do it, it's going to be done. But he need people that will stand up and take courage and say, I'm going because the Lord say so. Now, what is pursue? Pursue means to chase after. You got to go after what is yours. If you don't go after what is yours, it'll still be over in the devil's camp. But when you get up and pursue and go and take back what is yours, you can have it all. And then it says pursue is going swiftly after and trying to overtake. A lot of times we talk to the Lord and the Lord tell us what to do, but we got to sit around and ask everybody else before we go. Well, I believe the Lord told me this, but ain't no buts. Get up and pursue swiftly so God can do what he wants to do to with you and through you. Amen. So when you get up and start doing what the Lord told you to do, things that you've lost, I believe God is going to tell us to pursue and overtake. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord before you do anything. The Bible says pray without ceasing. We need to pray, talk to the Lord before we move. And because we are moving in God, he's going to bless us to get back what he said. But while we, before we go, when God say, if God don't say nothing, you need to learn to wait on the Lord. If God, I don't care how long it take, I don't care what you lost, you need to wait on the Lord and see what the Lord is saying to you. Wait on the Lord. It said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So we have to wait on the Lord sometime, but when he speak, you need to move swiftly. Because God say, you're going to catch up with them, and you're going to overtake them. You're going to take back everything that they took for you. And going down, it said, David, as he fought through and got there, he fought and say he recovered all. He didn't recover some. He recovered everything that they took. Amen. Everything that the Amalekites took, David got it back. They got the children back. Glory. Hallelujah. We need to pray and pursue because we need our children back to the Lord. We need our families back that's not saved. We need our friends to come to the Lord. There's some things that we are not running after that we ought to run after. And believe God that we're going to recover it all. Amen. When we pray, when we talk to the Lord, God wants us to recover it all. And say he got all his plunder back. And then not just his plunder back, he got some stuff that wasn't even his because he fought for it. He got everything that the Amalekites left behind. He got that too. And you know, God, this is the God that we serve. When God start blessing you, he'll give you more than what you had from the beginning. If you pray, if you talk to the Lord, if you stand firm and believe the Lord as David did, position yourself. You got to position yourself. You got to get in position to run after the enemy. You got to get in the position to believe God that, God, I'm taking back what the devil stole from me. Bless the name of the Lord. Even when people come against you, even when people try to cut you down, you got to still pursue. I think about Moses. I was reading about Moses. When Moses, after they crossed the Red Sea and everything, and the people got to murmur because they say, Moses, you brought us out here so we could not have anything to drink. Glory to God. And now we thirsty, and what you going to do? And they were criticizing. You know, we got a lot of people that do a lot of criticizing, but they're not doing anything, any fighting. But these men did fight. But a lot of people from the sideline criticized. And when the people started criticizing Moses about not having no water, Moses had to hear from the Lord too. And said, Moses cried out to the Lord. I told you, don't be crying out to everybody else. So many times we be crying to everybody else. We tell everybody our story. We tell everybody what we going through. But we not talking to God. But we need to talk to God. Said, Moses cried out to the Lord and said, what am I supposed to do with these people? You know, it's something when you got a bunch of hard-headed people. But here Moses cried to the Lord for what to do with the people. And God spoke again. God spoke again. When God speaks, we need to move. And say, the Lord answered Moses. Say, go out in front of the people. You know, if you're going to be a leader, you can't lead from behind. You got to be in the front. Say, go out in front of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel and take in your hand the staff with the you struck the Nile with. You remember when Moses went across the Red Sea, God told him, said, what's that in your hand? Stretch out your rod. So here's God telling Moses about the water. Stretch out your rod and go. And I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb, strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink. So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the place Massa. This is from Exodus, the 17th chapter, reading all the way down, how when Moses, the people calling out for water, God will show up in the midst of what we're going through, but we got to take the time to talk to God. And when we take time to talk to God, we know God is going to give us an answer. And then, it, you know, it's a time that is a reoccurring thing, you know, a rescuing. When they rescued the people and got back, well, some of the people, because 200 didn't go, they were sitting and waiting. They wasn't strengthened to go. The people didn't want to share with them. But we need to learn how to share with what God has given us, because some of the spoil that they got, it wasn't there. So ain't no sense in us getting it and don't want to share with somebody because they couldn't go the long distance with us. You know, we need to, after we recover, we need to also gain the spoils and hand some out to somebody else. And when the 200 people was left and David wanted to share with them, some of the people that was with David, see, that's why we need to have good leaders. The people, the 400 that went with David say, we ain't getting them nothing. We don't want to give them nothing. They didn't go. But it need a leader to stand up and say, well, they didn't go all the way, but we need to share with them. That's why we got sisters and brothers that don't have all that we have. God has blessed some of us tremendously, and we need to share with what we have, no matter whether you went to fight for it and they didn't go or not. But we need to share with one another because God wants all of us to have. Glory to God. So we whatever we get, whatever we pursue after, and God bless us with more, be ready to tell the Lord, Lord, whoever you say give it to, that's what I'm going to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless God. We thank the Lord tonight that whatever we are asking God for, God is going to tell us, give us an answer, and we're going to move in it in the name of Jesus. We are in a position in ourselves to pursue. And we are positioning ourselves not to pursue just we ain't pursuing the enemy. We're pursuing God. We need to be pursuing after God as never before. We need to be running after God. The song saying, I'm chasing after you no matter what I have to do. I need you more and more. We need God now as never before. So we need to take the time not just to pursue things. A lot of times we pursue things, whereas if God say, if you seek me, glory to God, I'll add these things to you. He'll add everything to us if we seek him and pursue him. Everything we need, God will give it to us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But when God speaks, we need to move quickly. We need to do what God is saying. We need to pursue God as never before and position yourself for a blessing. Position yourself to recover all. Position yourself to get your children back. Position yourself to get your healing back. Position yourself to get your finances back. Position yourself for whatever you have lost. God is ready to give it back, but you need to pursue God. These men here, they pursued the enemy, but we need to pursue God. We need to run after God. We need to ask God, what is your will for my life? Lord, where do you want me to go today? What do you want me to do? Who do you want me to bless? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And when we do that and position ourselves, we're ready to get whatever God has for us. Even in the time of criticism, don't worry about people criticizing. You just need to do what the Lord is telling you to do. We need to pursue the Lord. As David chased after the Amalekites, he chased after the enemy, but we're going to chase after God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when we chase after God, there will be nothing missing that was taken. Everything that we need is all in God. Bless God. We just need to trust the Lord. We speak these scriptures all the time. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to the own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. We need to acknowledge God before we do anything. Even as David did, he acknowledged the Lord Glory to God. And strengthen yourself in the Lord. And how do you strengthen yourself in the Lord? Get into the Word of God. The Word of God will strengthen you. I don't care what you're going through. God will strengthen you. And it said, and he shall strengthen thine heart. When we wait on the Lord, God will help us to position ourselves to get back what the enemy has taken. He'll position ourselves to take back from the enemy what the enemy has stolen from us. But we got to position ourselves in the Lord. In the Lord. We got to hear God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We can't move without God. And the scripture say, in him I live, in him I move, and in him I have my being. Amen. Amen. And then the Bible says, Jesus said like this, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. We got to hear the voice of the Lord. And the only way we're going to hear the voice of the Lord is that we spend some time with him. Hallelujah. We're here so we can hear him, so we can get up and be about our Father's business. Amen. Glory to God. Because there's things that we got to do. There's things that we got to recover from the enemy. There's things that we have to run after as never before. And we need to be running after God, if anything. And we won't have to worry about whether we're going to get it back or not, because God is going to give us everything that belongs to us if we do our part, if we pray, if we seek the face of God, if we humble ourselves down. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to seek God as never before. It says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call up on him while he is near. We need to call on God in this season as never before. I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, where are the prophets? You know, we need a word from the prophets. You know, God always raised up a prophet that will speak a word. We waiting to hear from the Lord, because God might want to use you. Whoever's on the line, whoever he want to use, we got to be available to God so he can use us for his glory. David was available to God. Moses was available to God so he could use them. And even Jesus, they was ready to stone Jesus because he said who he was. And we thank God that Jesus still stood. And he went on to the cross. He didn't have to go, but he went to the cross for you and I. And because he pursued, because he did what the Lord told him to do, look at all the people that's following Jesus today. He's gotten more than a whole bunch of us and looking for more. Amen. So we got to be in the place that we can go out, position ourselves, to pursue after the things of God, and to believe God that we're going to recover everything that is ours and some that it was not ours. Everything that the devil tried to take. Amen. Take your cars back. Take your homes back. Take your children, especially your children. We got children that need to be saved. Amen. Amen. And I understand sometimes we in a hard place. Some things hit us so hard that we don't even know how. But guess what? We're going to have to shake ourselves off and encourage ourselves the more. I like it when David said, I encourage myself. We can't wait for other folks to encourage us all the time. You got to go to the Lord and encourage yourself so you can go and hear what the Lord is saying to you. Even especially as a leader, can you hear what the Lord's saying in the time of when you are going through and everybody else going through, but you standing in the place of a leader? Lord, I got to get to you. I got to hear from God. Because if we don't hear from God, we don't know what to do. But thank God for people that's hearing from the Lord. Thank God for people that stirred up about the Lord. Thank God for people that's ready to position themselves to do what the Lord is calling them to do. Thank God, amen, for us positioning ourselves. Thank God for some of us pursuing, and thank God for some of us that have already recovered some things. But guess what? There's more that God has for us. Amen. We just got to get ourselves together. We bless the Lord tonight. We thank the Lord for the word, pursue, and recovery. Amen. I believe God. We're going to recover from what's going on right now. Amen. I just speak to you tonight to be encouraged and keep on going in the Lord. Don't stop. Don't stop. You got to continue. We have to continue to go forward in the Lord. If David had not gone forward in the Lord, they'd have been still sitting crying. If David had not pursued and found out what God wanted, they would have been still losing their families. If we don't get up and be about our Father's business, we're going to lose our families. We're going to lose our friends. We're going to lose some neighbors. But God wants us to position ourselves so we can get back what the enemy is trying to take from us. We thank God again. Anybody desire prayer? Amen. We want you to tell us what you need, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith and believe God that God is going to do it. Amen.
Praise God. I'm opening the lines in so that way we can get those requests in then, and we give God praise for that word. Well, let me open the lines. As I open the lines, if you have any requests, now you can make it known, and the apostle will pray. Praise God.
Bless
Amen.
Them.
Any requests
Pastor
now?
I wanted to ask you all to pray for my son, my daughter, and I want to recover. Oh, that was a very, very good message. I like the way she brought it. It brings joy to my heart. And just to know that people are still fighting, it helps you to fight. There was a 100-year-old lady today, Pastor. She had corona, and she came through, and they released her from the hospital. And I'm very grateful that somebody that age made it, and she had a fighting spirit. So I just wanted to say, you all, that's a blessing. And then I wanted you all to pray, not only for my family, but please remember Atlanta. They have a state of emergency. They got 1,000 troops there. Little children been shot in the head, 4, 5, and 7.
Jesus.
So I do have a prayer request, and I wanted to mention that because I don't know if they bring a martial law pastor or what, but it seemed like it. But, you know, I'm just grateful for that woman that was released at 100. That gives us hope, and I definitely want to pursue and overtake. So I thank God for you tonight. That really encouraged me.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Any more prayer requests so Pastor can pray? We don't want to leave anyone out for prayer. Praise God.
Yes. Hello. Good afternoon to everyone on the line. I just want to thank God for my life, health, and strength. I want to thank him for who he is in my life. My name is Edie Vincent, and I want to thank Mrs. Hubbard and Mrs. Carmelita. And two wonderful women. Always keep us on point, Miss Coco. Say, hey, it's revival time. And I'm so grateful for her that she just never forget about us as we do not forget about them. We carry them in our hearts and in our prayers. I'm asking prayer right now for my adult children and my grandbabies. I mean, this world is so much that's going on that everybody needs prayer, but I'm just asking prayer for my adult children and my 16 grandkids. Thank you all for all you do. Amen.
Amen.
You want to take those two prayer requests, and then we'll take the rest of them, Pastor, and then we'll take some more right after.
Yeah, just go ahead. I'm jotting it down.
Okay, then go ahead. Anybody else with prayer requests?
Well, God bless everybody. Brother Black, I just thank God for the word. As soon as it was like a horse in the stable going to a horse race, as soon as the floor was yours, Pastor, I mean, God just took off. You had so much in you. It was like fire. I was like, oh, my God, this is truly revival because I'm revived. I am revived. And that's
crazy.
What revival is. It revives the soul. I mean, like Evangelist Cheryl, it causes you to run up. Huh? I could hold out another day. And I just thank God for the word. And I mean, like you said, we got to be in position. And if we're not, then position ourselves. And I just thank God for the word. I thank God for the word. Amen.
Praise God. We're going to take the remarks afterwards. But right now, anybody that have prayer requests, we want to take those first, and then we'll do the remarks after the prayer. Praise God. Anybody else for prayer?
Amen.
Okay, if not, then Pastor going to go ahead on him and pray then. If you are, I'm not going to have any prayer requests.
Bless
Amen.
You, Lord.
Praise
Father, we
Lord.
Thank you tonight, and we bless you. Lord, you heard the prayer request of this woman, these women of God, praying for the son and the daughter. Glory to God. Lord, we want our children back in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we're going to stand in the gap until you do it. Then there's a prayer request for children and grandchildren. Father, I understand well. I have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and I'm standing in the gap, and we're praying and we're believing, Lord God. The song says, I'm praying and believing for healing. Lord, we need you to heal our children's mind. We need you, Lord God, even as we stand in the gap. Lord God, we're not going to stop praying. We believe in you to move as never before. Lord, we believe in you, Lord God, that they have a mind change in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said no man can come to you except you draw them. We pray right now tonight, Lord God, that you would draw our children and our children's children and our children's children's children in the name of Jesus. Father, we understand, we know your word says, behold, I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for you? Lord, it's not too hard to deliver that child off of the drugs. It's not too hard for you to deliver them off the alcohol. It's not too hard, Lord God, for you to give them a new mindset in the name of Jesus. It's not too hard, Lord God, for that disobedient child that you can turn them around in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord God, even before this prayer week is over, Lord God, that some of these children are going to come, and God, they go, the parents and the grandparents are going to see a difference in our children in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that it will be done in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we just wait and believe in you. And Lord, some of those that have not come, we're going to be of good courage because we know you're going to do it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just stand in faith and we stand in victory. We stand, Lord God, that knowing we're going to recover. Our children are coming in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you said all the promises of God are yea and amen. You have promised us, Lord God, that our seed is Ishabah and our seed is blessed. And God, we don't want them just to be blessed naturally. We want them to be blessed with the most high blessing, the blessing of salvation. So, Lord, we call you now that you will save our children in the name of Jesus. And God, help us to recover all. The enemy thought he had our children, Lord God. But we know by faith, Lord God, you're going to deliver them and set them free. We believe you, Lord God, that they're going to be in the house of God singing praises and bowing down before you and giving you glory just like us. Lord, some of our children have been brought up in the church, don't know nothing but church, and Lord, they know the scripture sometimes look like better than us, so we know the word is in them, so Lord, we believe that word is going to take root, and they're going to come in the name of Jesus. So Lord, those the women tonight and that's on the phone, Lord, let them take heart to believe you in spite of. I don't care if it's tomorrow or next week or next year or the next year. Lord, help us to stand and believe you anyhow, because we're going to position ourselves. We're going to stay in prayer, and we're going to believe you, Lord God, that we're going to pursue our children. We're going to pursue that the enemy is going to turn our children loose. He will not take our children without us, without them knowing the Lord. So, Lord, we stand and we believe you by faith. And, Lord, we thank you now. Encourage these women's heart, Lord God. Help them to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Because the things that we see our children doing, we look at it and we say, Lord, we shaking our head like, Lord, when you going to do it? Well, Lord, we believe you that you are going to do it. So we stand in agreement with these women. We stand and we believe God that they will be saved. They will be set free by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And it is so. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory.
To God
praise
be the
God. Let my heart burn tonight. Amen. Bless that one. One of the scriptures I do enjoy. And I bless God for how the Lord bless you to pursue glory to God and recover, and all that God has given you out of that. I mainly praise God. We got pieces in there that's vitally important in the stages, that everything that happened with David and the people, even after they came back and weary and all that, and was discouraged. But how you talked about how they wanted to blame the leader, and that is so true. And after they didn't cry and exalt, they have to want to blame somebody because I don't know what else to do right now. But nevertheless, I'm focusing on how David come back around, and even though he was hurt, he turned and asked for the ephod so he can pursue, he can ask the Lord, should we pursue or recover? And then God gave him his answer. And then, even giving the answer, I like what the fact of it is, when you pursue, and just because God told you you're going to do something, don't mean it's not going to be a challenge ahead. But nevertheless, it was also, if we just keep persisting and pursuing after the Lord, how God blessed and set the stage for that man to be left that was sick behind, and the enemy left him behind to die, but he was already set up for God to bless and give him direction.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we got to just wait on the Lord and walk this thing out by faith, because we don't know the curves and the mountains and the hills and all the valleys and all, but God knows all things, and we put our trust in him. And I like about the pursuing and chasing after him and what you had said. Also, don't let, when God tell you to do something, get up and do it. I mean, like persistence, pursue right then. Don't wait on others and asking and inquiring of them. Do what God tell you to do by pursuing and so forth. So in the meantime, I like what you had also said about that waiting on the Lord. It is vitally important to wait and so forth, so he give you instruction. If you don't hear anything, then don't do anything until he give you some instructions. So the Lord blessed with so much in that, even when you bought with Moses and the things that even went with him and on down the road. But the main thing and so forth, like, get in position to hear the voice of God. Chase after him, not at the enemy, not a murmuring and complaining, and don't be, or whatever. There are going to be critical times and people are going to say things, but what did God say? Whose report do you believe? So I bless the Lord for the word tonight. Bless the Lord and how you praise God and encourage the things that we need to pursue. When we pursue after the Lord, how we can recover, whether it's our children, whether it's something glory to God in our life, whatever it may be. And just wait on the Lord and so forth, and let him cause the recovery. And some things we don't need to recover, we know that. But the things that line up with God's word and things that the enemy stolen from us, if we just be persistent. So it's a wonderful word, Pastor, that you have brought, and they're encouraging us to position ourselves. And when God speak, move. Don't go over to, don't procrastinate. But don't go over to God and don't retaliate about things and stuff. Do it the way God want to do it. Just listen to his voice and be led by the Spirit, but pursue after him, chase after him, and glory to God. Let him show us what needs to be recovered, and also learn to share when God blessed and bless us. So it's marvelous. I wonderful. I'm going to take it no further. I know there's some people that's on the line that probably have some remarks or something that didn't prayer, some of the word that probably ministered to their heart when the word came forth, and that might be why some did not not say anything. But nevertheless, we have quite a few. So if anyone have any remarks, the lines are open to everybody. And what about this? I know Brother Black and Sister Cheryl already spoke. So anybody else that have any remarks and whatever after this, bless the Lord, you, the line is open.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank God for using Pastor Burton so powerful. Because today they need to turn on that word. Pursue after what God gave you. Don't let the enemy take these things. And I was enjoying it because I know that's the best way to do it. Stand on the word of God. You pursue what God gave you. Don't let the enemy take it and you stand by and let it flow. No, pursue it and take it back, because God gave it to you. No man can have the authority to take it from you. So I enjoy that word. I really do, Pastor Burton. You bring down the house.
Praise God. God be the glory.
Bring down the house. She's from Haiti.
Oh, okay.
Praise the Lord. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Praise him. I enjoyed the word, Pastor Burton. Last time we did this revival, you put line upon line, precept upon precept. Tonight you came from a seasoned preacher. I appreciate that word, and I thank God for you. As I was listening, especially in the very beginning, and you were talking about how when they came back, when David and the men came back, how everything was gone, and how they weeped and they moaned. But you know what? David got himself together.
After all, because,
you know, we are this flesh. So our first reaction when things go wrong is to react from our flesh. And that's what David and the men did. They moaned because their loved one was gone, and they were crying, and they were hurting. But David said for the Ephod, when he came back, he sought the Lord for instructions after he encouraged himself. He sought the Lord for instructions. And that's what we got to do. We got to seek God for his instructions because, you know, his ways are not like our ways. And then she said that David had to fight to get that. To have to fight the Amalekites to get back what God said was there. They had to fight what God said they were, that was there. As I was looking at that, I made a note. You know, we have to fight now, but we don't have to fight like David and his men had to fight. They had to literally go in and fight. They had to go in and fight. They had to kill and slaughter to get back what God said was theirs. But now because
bless him.
Of you, Lord, that we can fall on our knees and fight. We can believe God
oh,
is a
glory.
Fight. So a fight is a fight. And you know what? Sometimes a spiritual fight is heavier than a physical fight. Because once you pass your link, that's it. But in the spirit, sometimes you got to really wrestle in the spirit. So as she was talking, I thought about that. But I thank God for Jesus because now we do wrestle in the spirit. And when we come out, whatever we go into God with when we wrestle, when we come out, we always come out with much more than we went in for. Because she said when David...
My Lord.
He recovered more. David has fall. He has fall because he won the battle. And anytime we go before God and we are fighting, we always come out with more, whether it's more material stuff or more spiritual stuff. And normally it's both. We learn from it. We gain spiritual height and deeper depths. And he always gives us a little, as they say, bling, bling on the side. I thank God for this word because we ought to pursue after God. She said to chase after, to swiftly go after. And the way things are today, we better be way ahead of the enemy because the enemy coming out from every rock, around every corner, and he's not hiding. He's bold. He's very bold. He was bold all the time, but he's bold. And now you can see him. He's looking in your face, and he's talking directly to you. They're taking lives. We've seen him for who he is for real. So we have to pursue. We have to quickly go after God for instructions, even how to stand today. In our houses with our doors closed, with our windows down, we have to seek God like never before. And I especially like when she said that how we position ourselves. When we position ourselves to pursue and recover, it, to me, when she was saying, we have to know what God is saying and follow his instructions. And as the mother was saying, when God gives you something, you run with it. Pursue it. You do not let the enemy or anybody else take it from you. After
Amen.
Very much, the word was on point. I thank God for you. I enjoyed the word. And one other thing I want to say, asking for prayer. I got we got a text. Our group, we communicate through Texas, that last week at the end of the month, those that live in Columbia may have heard it, there was a wreck on I-26 where one of the ladies that worked, one of the ladies that's in the ministry, her daughter was killed in that wreck.
Wow.
Jesus.
In our ministry, talk with her today. The girl left behind a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old, and now her mother has to take care of them. And as I read that, my heart ached, and that's what I wrote. I know her heart is aching. And I was thinking, I said, now, Lord, this is surely an effectual, fervent prayer time. So how do you pray? Because when I thought the right peace, I said, it just didn't seem to fit what was going on. So I was thinking, you know, this is one of those prayers that when I go before God, I have to pray in the spirit because I don't know what to pray for this mother.
My Lord.
I got to raise her 2 grandchildren, her young grandchildren, and her daughter is gone. She got a place, you know, prepare for a funeral. So I'm asking y'all to pray to God's heart for this woman. This woman is still working, so she's not that old, but her daughter is gone and left her to raise her 2 grandchildren. So Pray along with us as we pray. And like I said, I have to pray in the spirit because I can't find words to give to God to pray for her now because I feel an ache in my heart for her.
My God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Lord of mercy, I thank you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God. Ask you to continue to touch and minister and move. Only you can do it. Send your minister name.
Only
to God.
You. Only you.
God, only you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Man, I've got to pray. So this is right on point. Thank you, Jesus. I'm done, y'all. I'm
yes.
not going to I don't think.
Everything is okay?
Bless God.
Yes,
I've got to pray for the children. All those children, all the parents that lost their children this weekend, we just pray, Lord God, that you would touch and comfort the hearts of those mothers in the name of Jesus and the families. Lord, you go in, you stand with them, you encourage them, because we don't know what to say as the woman of God. We don't know what to say. We don't know how to encourage sometimes. But, Lord, help them to turn to you, and, Lord, that they'll get encouragement from you, and that they'll be able to stand through what they're going through in Jesus' name, because you can keep them standing in the midst of the trial. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
My Lord.
Jesus.
Oh,
Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless them.
Thank you. Thank God. Who else? Any more accolades or remarks from the Word tonight?
Yes. Good evening, Pastor. Awesome word. Awesome word. Everything is so good, and I don't want to keep repeating what others have said, but it was just such a good word about pursuing God. And some of the things, I guess, one of the things that stand out to me is what you said about God will show us which way to go as we pursue Him. Even as we pursue, if we are to pursue after the enemy to get our stuff back, we still got to go to God and say, you know what, Father, should I go? Which way should I go? And so just a continued encouragement that to go to Him for everything. Go to Him when we pursue Him for our things. Go to Him when we pursue Him for the enemy, to pursue after the enemy. Go to Him for for whatever the blessings we have, whatever He has for us. We just have to continue to pursue Him. And that truly blessed me and encouraged me to just continue to read His word and continue to pursue after Him for all that He has for us, so I can get it all back in from. In Jesus' name.
That's Amen.
It. Thank you. Yes.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. I know some of
Bless
new hope
him.
Should be out there. Where you at?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for you, Apostle Burton. Thank and praise God for that word, because now, like never before, is a time to pursue after God, after His will for our lives, that
Amen.
We know that we'll be in position. It's a time like never before to position ourselves, even if it means just standing there waiting until we hear from God. But I just thank and praise God for that word tonight. It's a now word, much needed word for now. Amen.
Bless them.
Okay, then, if you're not any more remarks, bless the Lord. I was trying to give everybody a chance, praise the Lord, but I just want to give God glory and praise again, Apostle, thanking God for the fire of the anointed in you. And like Pastor Betty said, which I do know, but I just like that the Lord said, and I just want to repeat it, that a seasoned woman of God just blessed, not saying nobody else is, but just saying how just the seasoning of what God has did in your life and what is, and how God just blessed the anointing just flowed out of you, and how the word is just definitely timely and a daily walk that we should be taking when things like this are going on in our lives, whatever it may be occurring, to really do what He says in Proverbs 6:5-6, 3, 5, and 6 about trusting Him and not just be a cliche or just something to say, but really anchor down and trust Him. Don't need to all understanding it when it comes to pursuing and chasing Him and really getting in position to wait on Him to hear what He say and then pursue. Don't move until you definitely know which way to go. God got a plan, and He know how to work it out, and He know how to set the stage, and even an enemy can drop one of the enemies there and use them and turn it around for favor for you. So we just don't know how God may turn things around for us, but just trust that His word will come to pass. If He said it, no matter what the obstacles, no matter what the challenges, No matter what the opposition, if he said it, it's already settled now. Are you going to believe it and you're going to walk through it and allow him to have his way? Humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God and letting him exalt us. Let him work it out on our behalf. Praise the Lord. We're not even going to go back over last night. We'll just talk about that another time. I just want to give God glory and praise for what he's done tonight.
Amen.
And now we're leaving it open for you, for your remarks, and then we're through until we go on to the next level for the next night.
Praise
so Bishop,
him.
Bishop tomorrow. Praise God. Bishop Page. Praise the Lord. Amen. Go ahead. Whatever your remarks are now, Pastor, you go with it. Apostle, your remarks.
Oh, we thank the Lord and give God glory for what he's saying and what he's doing. We're in expectation for the rest of this week. I tell you, I'm excited about what God is going to do. Thank for this woman of God, Pastor Hubbard, that she allowed the Lord to use her to set this up. Amen. You know, you got to hear from God before you do what you do. And God will set his approval on it. And I believe God has set his approval on it because people are being blessed and people are hearing what the Spirit's saying. And although some might not get on the line, well, guess what? We're going to pass it on. We pass on everything else that shouldn't pass on, but let us pass the word of God on that's coming forth this whole week. So we give God glory and praise and honor. Pray, God, that you all be blessed and continue to stay excited about God. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord when you feel like it. Worship him when you don't feel like it. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Pray, God, continually be in your mouth and keep on blessing the Lord in the good and the bad. And we love you and we appreciate you too. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That was a mouthful right there. Glory be to God. We praise God. And keep those prayer requests in your heart as we go forth and listen to the voice of the Lord. Keep casting the cares upon the Lord, not to weigh it down, hold it down. He told us to cast all our cares upon him because we care for us and all you that are laboring heavy laden. Those burdens, give them back to the Lord because there's always more on the assignment for us each day and time, so we can't be to a place that we don't release it so that we can be able to hear direction or whatever God want to do and whatever else not, might be on the hearts to go over to God that he want to give to us to do. So we just pray him to continue healing and let the strength and encouragement. And I probably have to get up to date on some of this knowledge because I don't look at the news and a lot of news just coming up to the revival. I hadn't been in it. So I have to probably just get an update. But nevertheless, from what I've heard already, we know what to pray. But in the meantime, I thank God for you. And our next night, glory to God, will be none other than Bishop Lester Page coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He will be speaking tomorrow. And every night is always at 7 o'clock. Tell someone about the word and the anointing and the revival so God can continue to bless us and spread it, just like with anything else, as it was already forestated. But this is some good news as we hearing from the Lord and how the Lord is blessing us, using his vessels that are hearing from God to bring the word to us. And so that we'll take it and spread it to someone else because this is something that's going to, we can live by and transform us and build us and encourage us and bring awareness in the name of Jesus. So we just got to continue to hold fast. So we'll listen to Pastor Lester, Pastor Bishop tomorrow. Praise God when the Lord bless. And then on Thursday, we will be listening to Prophetess Bird. And then on Friday, we'll be hearing from Prophetess Benjamin out of Columbia. Pastor Bird is in Malden over near the Greenville area. My other sister is out in Columbia. Then on Saturday, we have none other than Pastor Betty Pugh out of Columbia. And then we'll hear from Pastor Dr. Dorsey out on Sunday, coming out of Columbia as well. These are women of God, and man of God is anointed, and you will hear. It won't have to be lip service. You will know for yourself as they open their mouth and speak and decree and declare what thus saith the Lord. So tonight we give God glory and praise God. Angels be encamped about each one of you. Blessings upon you, glory to God, and bless your every endeavor as you continue to seek the face of the Lord and pursue after him. Chase him.
glory to God, and listen for his voice and move when he tells us quickly, as Pastor keeps saying about 3 or 4 times. When you hear it, move, move. So we bless God as you continue to position yourself as our theme, glory to God, for the rest of the revival. In the name of Jesus, we pray God's blessings, angels be in camp, bind up every satanic and demonic force or anything to come against your lives, or glory to God, these prayers, or either this, your family's ministry or however. We pray, glory to God, the enemy is loose from his assignment, and we call forth the blessings of the Lord upon you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, as peace be unto you. Shalom, shalom. Praise God. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. We love you. Be blessed of the Lord and have a good night. Shalom.
Shalom.
Blessings to everyone. Blessings to everyone.
Shalom. Praise God. God be the glory for the great things
always
and
ever.
Done and will do. Thank you,
praise
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. What a wonder. Awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. Without God, we can do nothing. Through him, we can do all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.